3, 2, 1. Welcome to another episode of the Brewery Weird Podcast. How's everyone doing? I am your main host, Alex. You can call me Brewery. I hope that every one of you listening is doing well. If you are not, then I hope that this episode makes your day and it's enough to get through the day. This podcast is available on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. It is available on other listening platforms. This podcast is available on YouTube and Instagram. Follow this podcast on the following social media platforms. If you have not subscribed to this podcast for more episodes, then please press the subscribe button right now. You do not want to miss this because there is more coming. I hope that you are here for some fresh new episodes.
Overall, I can never stop talking about this situation. Jamie Lynn is not doing anything to impress me, and I already have solid opinions of her. This lady never gives up, and she is doing nothing but making the situation worse for Britney Spears. Her parents are no better than this. How much fame do you want when Britney is constantly on the news? At the end of the day, no one is asking you for your 2 cents. I'm not buying the reason why her name is mentioned. I want to go over why Jamie Lynn is trending on the internet. What is going on is that a charity that the money came from the profits of the book Jamie Lynn published, Things I Should Have Said. She bragged about how she's going to release her book and no one is buying it. The organization is called This Is My Brave. They are an organization that brings stories of mental illnesses and addiction into the spotlight. They made an Instagram post mentioning that they denied the donation from Jamie Lynn Spears. Here's what they said. We heard you. We're taking action. We are deeply sorry to anyone we offended. We are declining the donation from Jamie Lynn Spears' book. And they recommended to be a beneficiary organization for the proceeds from Jamie Lynn Spears' upcoming book, right? They mentioned that they made the decision to decline the offer of receiving proceeds from the book sales. So far, that's what they said. The fans took the organization's side. They are taking Britney's side. Jamie Lynn was butthurt that the organization refused to accept her donation, as well as fans' negative responses to Jamie Lynn's book. Britney Spears herself, she made a jab at the news and in a shady Instagram caption last week, the day after Jamie Lynn's official announcement post. And this is what Britney Spears wrote in her Instagram. It's in one of her posts. I'm thinking of releasing a book next year, but I'm having issues coming up with a title, so maybe my fans could help. That's what Britney Spears wrote. Option 1. Shit, I really don't know. Option 2. I really care what people think. And the fans made the connection between Spears' caption and Jamie Lynn's post. They took to Twitter to joke about the shade. I have possible theories on why the charity she donated to denied her donation. I feel that a lot of things have not been sitting well with me. I'm sure that Britney Spears is watching everything play out, which she has the right to do so. Overall, I feel that the donation rejected by the organization has something to do with Britney. I get that vibe from Jamie Lynn, and her intentions are always shady, but people can see through it. Whatever she does, it does not come from her heart, and it's very clear that she does not mean it in a genuine way. If Jamie Lynn was a genuine sister, then she would have been earlier. No one would be dragging her. I feel that there is a reason why Jamie Lynn donated to the organization, and this is not good. I feel that she did this because she knows that Britney has been going through pain and abuse throughout the conservatorship. It seems that Jamie feels entitled enough to donate only when she has money and she has been receiving bad publicity. She can tell how much suffering Britney endured. I can tell that Jamie Lynn has not taken any responsibility for her actions because she never had Britney's back while she endured a lot of suffering during the conservatorship. She's doing everything to portray herself as a good sister to the public. We all know what she's doing. As far as Britney throwing shade, I don't find what Britney did wrong at all. She simply expressed her frustrations against Jamie Lynn, and I can tell that Jamie is getting a rise out of Britney. Overall, I'm sure that Britney can see through the bullshit. Jamie Lynn is doing nothing but making it worse for Britney because she thinks that pulling publicity stunts to be the good sister will make her relationship better. It'll make their sister bond closer. Unfortunately, I can tell that Britney just wants nothing to do with her. She just does not want to be close with her, and that's her choice. I would be happy if she released a book, and it would be competitive to see who makes the most sales. It would be between Britney and Jamie. I don't think that I would blame Britney for talking about Jamie and her family members in the book. I don't see her releasing a book about what she went through. I can tell Jamie Lynn is profiting off of Britney's suffering from the conservatorship. I don't believe that Jamie Lynn published this book with good intentions. As far as working with a charity, I find it very shady. I learned that the organization did not have consent to work with Jamie. If there was proof that the organization was working with Jamie, then the organization would have disclosed it to the public. There would have been agreements between the both of them. That is why the organization cut ties with Jamie Lynn, so they did the right thing. I'm sure that they're not going to work with someone who does something shady, and I'm assuming that there are no warnings if you decide to do something shady in a work collaboration. I don't know if it was a work collaboration or not. Correct me if I'm wrong. Overall, Jamie should have been honest, but we all saw through the lies. I think that the organization knew Jamie was profiting off of her book based on Britney's pain and suffering during the conservatorship. Maybe the organization knew that Jamie Spears was plagiarizing from Britney's past notable work, including her songs. That right there is a problem. In my personal opinion, I feel that the organization was right for refusing Jamie Lynn's donation. I don't think that the organization was wrong at all. Overall, I feel that they knew what was going on and what Jamie's intentions were. Maybe they kept track of who was donating, and I feel that they have the right to reject any donations from anyone. I will say that the organization showed integrity. That is all that matters. If Jamie Lynn cared while Britney was suffering during the conservatorship, she could have donated to the Free Britney organization. But I doubt that they would accept her donations because no Britney fans like her. That is not going to happen. I learned that she was supposed to pursue her career opportunities. However, Britney fans wanted to be taken away from her. For example, she was supposed to be casted in the show called Sweet Magnolias. It is a Netflix series. Britney fans have been calling for her to be fired. Netflix did not respond to people calling for Jamie Lynn to be fired. Overall, there was a petition to remove Jamie Lynn from the series on change.org, and it has 22,000 plus signatures. I want to see what happens with the Netflix series that Jamie Lynn is in. That is all I have for this episode. I enjoyed recording this episode for you guys. Thank you for tuning in. It means a lot that you listened, especially the new listeners. If you have suggestions on what I can record for the upcoming episodes, regardless of real life culture, internet culture, pop culture, or social media culture, you can send an email, buryweirdpodcast@gmail.com. If you want to be updated by this podcast, please follow this podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Google Podcasts. That includes other listening platforms as well. I will be speaking in the next episode. Bye.